Welcome to the furniture shop. In this place, you are going to make a journey through time, a journey into trance, to a place in your mind where time travel is entirely possible. This is a journey of the mind, and the mind is capable of going anywhere. This is a journey into childhood. You may wonder why you would begin such a journey in a furniture shop, but as you listen, you will understand why this furniture shop is the best place to begin such a journey. You may feel a great distance between you and your childhood, but no worry, it's an imaginary distance. For some, childhood was a time of peace, tranquility, and fun. For some, childhood was a time of conflict and pain. Most of us experienced some of both. But instead of a journey back into your own childhood, this is a journey to the childhood that could have been, that should have been, the childhood that is just as it should be. The place you are going is right here, right in your mind. You still are the child you were. You only need to clean off a little of the dust and dirt that has accumulated over the years to be restored to the child you were. The child is you, and you are the child. You always were and ever have been this child. But over time, layers of living and layers of experience have caused you to forget. You are now going to strip away those layers to get to the boy underneath. Strip away those layers until you are once again, or maybe for the first time, Daddy's little boy. And you will go deeper and deeper into trance as each layer is stripped away. When that last layer is stripped away, you will be totally deep in trance. And you will have arrived at a childhood that is just the way it should be. In some ways, a person is like a piece of furniture, a dresser with drawers. When the dresser is new, the surface is smooth and polished, and all the drawers are clean and fit nicely. As the years pass, it gets battered and damaged. A coat of paint gets added to cover dents and scars that mar the appearance. Then, over the years, perhaps a few more coats of paint, and finally, maybe even a layer of contact paper, until what the average person sees is just an old, ugly piece of furniture. It takes a true craftsman to see past all the layers of paint to the beautiful dresser underneath. The first stop in your journey, the place your journey really begins, is here in the furniture shop. There is a master craftsman here who has built many pieces of furniture and restored many more. He sees the beauty under all those layers and is going to restore you, like the dresser, to your original condition. He starts by letting the dresser sit on the workshop floor for a few days while he sizes it up and gets an idea what needs to be done. While he is preparing to begin, you are becoming more comfortable sitting on the workshop floor. As he gathers his tools and supplies, you become even more comfortable, more relaxed, and ready for him to begin. Then the craftsman begins to work and starts to strip away all the layers and all the years. The first layer he sets to work on is a layer of sticky paper put on the top. He gets out the thinner and pulls and scrapes. The sticky paper is your most recent layer of worry and care, the burdens of life. Just relax and let him work. This needs to be done to get to the beautiful dresser underneath. Just let him scrape off the last few years of worry and care. Feel it coming off. This first layer comes off rather easily. It's closest to the top. The more he works on this layer, the more relaxed you become. Your breathing becomes relaxed, and you are enjoying the feeling of being worked on. With the top layer of worry and care finally removed, the craftsman once again studies you. The next layer is going to take a little more time, a little more effort to remove. The next layer is all the years of work and toil, and it's on thick and hard, like a coat of paint that was slopped on too thick. He's got a special paint remover for jobs like this. It can work miracles. He applies a good coat of paint remover and then sits back to let it do its job. As it works, your breathing slows and you become more relaxed. You watch as the layer of work and toil blisters and bubbles under the paint remover. You feel the tight restraint of life's labor being loosened. Like watching clouds on a summer day, you begin to see images in the paint as it bubbles up and liquefies. Images from your past. It's hanging on you now, thick and heavy, as the remover works its way down, loosening all the paint, all the years, going down further and further. The craftsman has done this before. He knows how long to wait. He knows when the special remover has done its job, and he knows what to do next. Almost there. Almost ready. Breathing slower and more relaxed. Feeling more and more relaxed. You're ready now. Good. He takes a damp rag and wipes off the layer loosened by the special paint remover. As he does, you feel the weight of years lifting off of you. It's such a good feeling, and you feel as if you could stay here for a very long time. But there is more to do. The craftsman wipes away the loosened paint, the loosened years of work and toil. When everything is clean, he sits back to examine what he has found. What he has found is another layer that needs to be removed. This layer of paint was applied as a layer of schooling and education. Unlike the previous layer that was slopped on thick and carelessly, this layer was put on carefully as numerous very thin layers that in years gone by had a shine, luster, and beauty of its own. But now its beauty has faded, and it has to go. Once again, the craftsman applies a generous coating of special paint remover. The years of education and schooling have long hardened, and it takes some time before any change is seen. But the craftsman has been here before, and he is patient. He gives it time. And you, like the craftsman, are patient. Your breathing slows, and you relax more and more. Like the dresser, you are not going anywhere at the moment. you are sitting on the workshop floor waiting to be restored, and that restoration is in progress. In time, this layer too begins to bubble and blister as the years soften. You feel it coming loose, softening, exposing small memories along the way as the remover works its way down to the next layer. It's softening its way down to the layer applied during high school, and softening that too. As that layer softens, you briefly recall your last year in high school. Most of all, you remember the feelings and the friends you had or wanted to have, and your dreams and goals. As the special paint remover works its way down, you feel yourself going deeper and deeper. You would like to stay here a while and examine a few memories, but as the remover works its way deeper still, so do you, and you feel yourself going back, feel yourself being restored to your original condition. As you move down through each layer, you notice a change in what's in the dresser drawers. As you pass through the layers and years, you see it contains the clothing and possessions that you had at that age, those things that you valued, those things you remember. Count down now with the craftsman as each layer is loosened. With each layer that is loosened, with each number you hear, you go deeper and deeper into trance, further and further into childhood. 10. It's starting to loosen up the layer that was applied the year you were in the 10th grade. You catch glimpses of faces from the past. The clothing in the drawers seems strange, but vaguely familiar. You would like to stay to visit, but you are on a journey. As the remover soaks deeper, you feel yourself going deeper and becoming more and more relaxed as the years of care and worry and the years of education and schooling melt away. 9. It's starting to loosen up the layer that was applied the year you were in the 9th grade. But before you can look too deeply into that layer, as it bubbles and blisters, you find the remover has already worked its way deeper and taken you deeper, down to the next layer. 8. You remember the year this layer was applied. Again, you'd like to stay a while, but you also like where you are going, and you know you can come back and experience this layer again anytime. You relax and let yourself go deeper and deeper as the remover soaks further and further into the old paint that was your life, your schooling, and your education. 7. The remover is starting to loosen the layer that was carefully applied when you were in the 7th grade. So many new faces, new experiences, and you travel deeper and deeper on your journey into childhood, a perfect childhood, where only good things happen, where the only rules that apply are those of your own choosing. The clothing and other things in the dresser drawers are pushed in haphazardly. They are the possessions of one just entering puberty. You would stay to look them over more closely, but you and the special remover are going still further and further down, more and more relaxed, as this layer loosens more completely. 6. Even deeper now. You are down to the layer that was applied when you were in the 6th grade. You feel the weeks and months of sitting in the classroom being stripped away. You watch them as they pass, but they are so quickly gone. You go deeper and deeper into trance, and further into childhood. 5. Even deeper. You remember what it was like when this layer was applied, unencumbered with all the layers that later would be applied as years passed by. It was a time when you could enjoy yourself in a way that somehow became forgotten. You look into the drawers again. The first thing you notice is how small the clothes are. But then something else catches your eye. Polished stones, shiny coins, marbles, pieces of string. The treasures of a boy in the 5th grade, some of them saved from years gone by. 4. The special remover is loosening up the layer applied when you were in the 4th grade. Before you have a chance to examine what's in the drawers, you are going further down, the remover loosening the next layer. Your breathing becomes more and more relaxed. You become more and more relaxed, going further and further into childhood. 3. Very deep. Very relaxed. You feel yourself going deeper and deeper. So deep. So relaxed. 2. Even deeper, more relaxed. You remember what you felt when this layer was applied in the 2nd grade. It was a time when you were very young, and the world seemed new. Everything was a new experience. But that experience is being softened, about to be removed. And you feel yourself going back even further, even deeper, as the remover soaks down one more layer and the paint continues to bubble and blister. 1. Completely deep now, completely relaxed. This layer was applied all the way back when you were in the 1st grade. You were still learning to read and spell at the most basic level. Feel it softening now. Feel yourself going even deeper. You glance into the drawers of your dresser, and you see the clothes are neatly folded and put away. Someone must have done that for you. You go back even further now, to a time and place where most things were done for you. The craftsman sees that things are ready. He takes a damp cloth and wipes away all the softened layers, wiping away years of trouble and care, years of training, years of education and experience. As the softened layers are wiped away, you feel yourself back in childhood. But it's a new childhood, the one that could have been, the one that should have been. You have come so far, but there is more yet to do, before the dresser, before you, are restored to original condition. The craftsman has taken you down to the bare wood, all the layers removed, but there is more to do. The surface of the wood is marked with scars, nicks, and dents. Some of the scars and dents are the result of toilet training. Some are the results of learning to speak. Some of the nicks and dents were acquired while learning to walk. Some are the results of other things that occurred during your childhood. Those too must be removed. Carefully, using all his skill, the craftsman begins to work the wood down, smoothing out all the scars and dents, taking you even deeper and further than ever before, taking you all the way back to the beginning. You can feel him gently but firmly removing all the little dents, all the nicks, restoring you finally to your original condition, revealing the beauty that for all those years lay beneath the surface, covered by years and years of living. You are ready now, ready to be polished by the craftsman, ready to be worked by his hand, ready to listen and accept what you hear. You remember now what you experienced as a baby, back when you had no worries, no cares, no scars, nicks, or dents. Back when Daddy took care of you, before you had learned to speak and had no control over your bodily functions. And best yet, you can remember the journey you took to get to this place. The place that once was the beginning of your journey and now is your destination. This place that is perfect, better than before. And you can move up and down through the layers of that journey to any place you choose. You are a little boy again, and you love being a little boy. It is so much fun, and little boys love to play games. Let's learn a new game. It's a fun game, and goes like this. When you hear someone say, "Daddy loves his little boy," that person will be your daddy, and will take care of you. And you will be his little boy, a very little boy, still in diapers, and unable to walk, unable to talk. But you can understand Daddy when he speaks to you. This is so much fun. You love being Daddy's little boy. And you will be any age Daddy wants you to be. All Daddy has to do is tell you the age that he wants you to be by saying, "Daddy loves his, and an age, year old." If your daddy says, "Daddy loves his two-year-old," you will remember what it is like to be a two-year-old boy, how it felt, and how you acted, and you will become Daddy's two-year-old boy. You will experience being a two-year-old boy, Daddy's little boy. And you love this game. It is so much fun being Daddy's two-year-old boy. It is so much fun being any age Daddy wants you to be. If Daddy says, "Daddy loves his eight-year-old," you will travel up or down the layers of your experience until you arrive at the place where you are 8 years old. And you will experience being 8 years old. You will act like an eight-year-old boy. You will think like an eight-year-old boy. And of course, you will do whatever Daddy wants you to. You will play any other games with him that he wants, any way he wants. You love your daddy and will do whatever he says. And most of all, you love being Daddy's little boy. You willingly yield to this. It is something you want to do. Something you enjoy. When Daddy says, "Daddy loves his, and an age, year old," you will be any age that Daddy says from 1 to 15. Whatever age he says, you will become that age. And remember what it felt like to be a boy that age and how you acted. You will act like a boy that age. And think like a boy that age. You will experience being that age. You will even let Daddy dress you like a boy that age if he wants to. And you will enjoy being any age that Daddy chooses for you. Whatever age Daddy chooses for you, you will have the abilities of a boy that age. You will act like a boy that age and you will think like a boy that age. The only exception is that no matter how young you become, you will still be able to understand what Daddy says. And if he is talking to you on the phone, you will still be able to hold the phone. It is such a wonderful feeling being Daddy's little boy, and it's so much fun. You want to play this game with Daddy. It feels so good knowing you are Daddy's little boy, and Daddy is going to take care of you. It doesn't matter what age Daddy chooses for you. It's so exciting and so much fun. You will be whatever age he chooses for you. You can be Daddy's 1-year-old, or Daddy's 4-year-old, or Daddy's 7-year-old, or even Daddy's 12-year-old or 15-year-old, or any age in between. Whatever age Daddy chooses, you will remain that age until he tells you to be a different age, or until Daddy says, "Big boy time for you." When Daddy says, "Big boy time for you," you will travel through your layers of experience until you are the age you were before you started to play this game. You will remember having played, but you won't be embarrassed by it. You will remember how much fun you had as Daddy's little boy and want to play again and again. And each time you play this game with Daddy, it will become easier and easier for you to become the age that Daddy tells you. You will let him dress you and take care of you. You will let Daddy do anything. It's such a good feeling being Daddy's little boy. And when you become a big boy again, you won't feel bad about any of the games you played with Daddy, because you were just being Daddy's good little boy and doing what Daddy wanted. And you love making Daddy happy. When you play this game with Daddy, you will continue to be Daddy's little boy until Daddy says, "Big boy time for you." Or if for some reason Daddy leaves, if he leaves you alone, especially if you are talking over the phone, then after 30 minutes of being alone, you'll hear those words in your mind, "Big boy time for you." And again, you will take yourself through your layers of experience, through layer and layer, until you are once again the age you were before you started playing this game. This is your favorite game. And every time you play this game with Daddy, you have so much fun. And when you are a big boy again, you will remember playing this game and remember how much fun you had. You like being Daddy's little boy so much, you want to do it again and again. You love acting and behaving the way you did when you were much younger. You can hardly wait to play this game again. It's just a fun game you play, and you enjoy it so much. After playing, you feel so good, so very refreshed. And you enjoyed this journey you took, this journey back into childhood. A perfect childhood, the way it could have and should have been. But now it's big boy time for you. This journey has left you feeling refreshed and so good, but it's time to wake up. And when you wake up, you will know that all it takes to come back here again is to listen to this file, or to hear someone say, "Daddy loves his little boy." Now it's time to wake up. I'm going to count down now from 5 to 1. With each number, you will become more and more awake. On the count of 1, you will be completely awake and refreshed, and ready to be Daddy's little boy again. 5. Starting to wake up. 4. More and more awake. You are becoming slightly aware of your surroundings. 3. Even more awake. You feel your body beginning to stir. 2. almost fully awake now. 1. Awake and refreshed, and I hope you enjoyed the file.